Juno Afternoon is made possible with support by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm here with Nancy DeCherney from The Jack, usually here at the end of the show on Thursday, and today you're kicking us off, so it is time for Let's Arts Up.
All right. It is so many things to do, and good thing it's raining, right?
Right.
Here we go. Well, let's see. We have a big thing, big night tonight, and you're going to be talking to those folks in just a few minutes, so I won't spoil the show. But so there's happening. That's also the Jump Society Film Festival is this weekend. That's always fun. It's down at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. Tickets are free, but I think you have to get some because there's limited seating. There is a book release, Barrow Cabins with Ice Fog Press, and they're coming in, as I understand.
Yeah, they're our next guest today.
Oh, okay. So we won't go too far into that one either, but stand by.
Stand by.
Club Baby Seal is doing stand-up comedy at the Goldtown Nickelodeon from 9 to 10:30. And then there's a Salt Host Bar at the place. Now, I suspect. Anyway, Beat the Odds is at 9 a.m. This starts at Riverbend School on Saturday. There's a 5K and a 2-mile walk, and it's raising money for a good cause. There is the Juno Community Garden Harvest Fair out at the gardens at Montana Creek. That's from 11 to 1:30. Get those fresh carrots right now, mm-hmm. people. Oh, my goodness, they're so good. there's the Juno Art Academy Makerspace Open House. There, Avril Belize and Inari are putting together workshops of all sorts. So if you've been wanting to take any kinds of classes, just they are offering them up over at the Makerspace, and you can get more information about that by going to their website. There is a marimbas concert on Saturday at 5 p.m. at Resurrection Lutheran Church. Many of you saw the marimbas on the block party, the last block party, and now you get to hear even more, and it's so much fun, so head on out to that. From 8 to 10, there's Drag Me to the Movies, a drag show at the Rendezvous. Shouldn't it be at the Black Sheep?
I'm not sure. I think we're still going with Rendezvous.
Oh, okay, then
and
we're going.
Black Sheep Productions is... another part of it.
Okay.
Subtitle.
It's confusing me. Gigi Monroe is going to drag show about our favorite movies. So that'll be fun on Saturday. There is on Sunday from 12 to 1, celebrate Judge Wickersham's birthday at the House of Wickersham. So if you've never been up there, tour is the house. It's really an interesting old home. and I think they're doing that all through the week. That's this week, and it is, of course, the first week of school, so people are probably busy doing their homework. But I want to just talk a little bit about what's coming up at the Arts Council. We, there were budget cuts, and we got all things happened, and it causes you to think hard when these things happen. We've come up with some new things that we're going to be doing. So starting on, probably in October, we're going to start on the first Sunday of the month, be doing Sunday Brunch Bingo. So come on out for that.
Well, what's that going to be like?
I don't know. It's going to be bingo, but with art things and language things.
And brunch food?
And brunch food, yeah. So
it'd be
probably 11 to 2 or 3. I'm not really sure yet. Haven't got it all done.
But is there like a door charge, something like that?
There'll be a charge to get your little cards to play, and then there'll be prizes, and probably there'll be food. I mean, there'll definitely be food as part of the deal. But anyway, stand by for more information on that. We are going to do something called Sidebars on the third Thursday of the month. The first one's going to be down at the Rendezvous. We'll start there and just rotate from local establishment to establishment from month to month. But it's an opportunity for everybody in the arts to just get together and talk about what's going on in their realm of the arts and just on a casual basis. So put that in your thing. We're going to be doing something called Technically Art, which we did several years ago. The first one is, I think, going to be September 17th, and it's a workshop with Juno Economic Development Council on starting a business. And a whole lot of people, you may not realize that several businesses got started at the Arts Council as part of our markets. But anyway, the Technically Art thing will be once a month, something to do with the business of art. So we'll have more on that soon. And then, of course, the last Sunday of the month, we do Artists of All Nations, and that's coming up this Sunday. Another thing we're starting planning on, and if you're interested in being part of it, I would like to hear from you, is an Indigenous Music Festival. We're planning to start, we'll do it on the years that are off celebration, so it won't be this coming year, it'll be the year after that, but I feel like it's going to take a while to get this planned and organized. But if you have an interest in Indigenous music from all over the world, give us a call and get involved in the planning on that one. It's going to be a big deal, and I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, so that's all I have for you. Is that enough for you today?
That's great, Nancy. Thanks so much for being here, Nancy, from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council here with Arts Up. We usually do it at the end of the show. We're doing it at the beginning of the show because we've got a couple of more big interviews yet to come. You're listening to Juno Afternoon.